The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It's May 12th. What day is it? Where are we? What year? You got this. Oh, so help me God, you got this. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. And don't forget, 9 o'clock, we have Pandemic 2020. Any question you have for the great Dr. Stephen Greer, who was ahead of the curve 2 months ago, he will be live with us on the radio 9 o'clock with your questions. Elizabeth Bernstein from the Wall Street Journal will join us. Liz Klayman from Fox Business, Mike Gallagher, and the one, the only right now, Congressman Peter King, representing Long Island in the best of ways. Congressman, welcome back to the show, sir. How you holding up, Peter? How you doing in the quarantine?
Jack, I'm doing fine. I'm holding up here. It's as well as anyone. I have no complaints. We're all healthy. Obviously, you go stir crazy after a while. Just sitting around. Actually, believe it or not, I'm spending more time working than I may otherwise. But I don't know what you're getting done. It only takes you like an hour to do it. It would take 15 minutes otherwise.
But it's
your staff is all over the place. Three or four phone calls or text messages to get something done. It's just very convoluted way of working. But no, I'm fine. I've absolutely no complaints any more than anybody else in the country would have. How are you
doing? Yeah, you know what? I'm enjoying the downtime, Peter. I feel guilty saying that. But you know what it's like. It's like you do the 4 hours of radio in the morning, and then we're off to a TV hit, three hits a week, four hits a week, whatever you're doing. And you just now it's the ultimate excuse saying, well, I can't do it. We're supposed to stay home. Hey, but tell you know what I mean? So, and I'm enjoying it. But Congressman, how long do you think? We're trying to figure out and get a feel for it. Summertime, it'll loosen up a little bit. I know, I'm going back to Lorenzo's on July 31st. We're keeping that date as of right now. When do you think we break out of all this, and by fall we're figuring, huh, Congressman?
Yeah, I would hope that we could start to get out of it, certainly during the summer. I guess the concern you have then is it going to come back in the fall? And if it does come back, are we ready for it to be able to spot it and stop it, find out where the hot spots are and go right in there quickly to those spots and stop them? That's the one thing. Until we get a vaccine, it's going to be tough, but we have to get back to some sort of normal life. Now, it may involve wearing masks when we go out. It may involve in restaurants, having to sit, so many feet apart from one another. But we have to get back. Americans aren't made to, to sit back and just, be lazy. Now, some of the time, fine. But for the most part, though, we are a very entrepreneurial country. But you mentioned before about, being able to not do as much work. On the other hand, now with Zoom, I'm doing my conferences, it seems, every day, and there's a few of them. So you have that. That's a weird way of dealing with people. There's some of you guys. Some guy's face pops up, and you're talking to him, and it's
that's the worst. The worst. I can't.
I didn't know Zoom existed before.
Oh, now, me too.
And I see 10 faces, and some guy's yelling. I don't know where he's yelling from, and it's a whole crazy thing. But you're right, though. We have to get back to normal. I saw him with Governor Murphy the other day, and Governor Cuomo's on every day giving us his reports, and he's talking about. New York City not opening, I guess, so almost late in June. But even if we can do that, if we can just start incrementally moving forward,
My daughter,
she's down in North Carolina. She lives near South Carolina. And she said they're opening up somewhat. And you do have, like, restaurants out in the street where people, in front of the restaurants on the sidewalk, people are sitting 3 and 4, 6 feet apart from each other. And it seems to be working. But, again, this is not our way of life. But then again, as Americans, we do adjust. We complain, but we do adjust.
Yeah, as long, Congressman, as you don't forget, and I know you won't, and I see the administration moving toward everything that Peter Navarro has been talking about, the president's trade and manufacturing guru down there, is that going after China. I don't want to be – it's not China. It's the communist. Congressman King, it's the communist. They have spewed this upon us. I don't know that it wasn't intentional, that they let it – whatever it is. We're at war now, Peter. We're at war, and hopefully, when we get back, you know us. We're so busy. We'll forget about it. I'm hoping the president doesn't forget about it and holds China accountable, sir.
Hold them accountable, and also probably even more important in the long run is to get as much of American industry out of China and back here in
Thank
the
you.
United States. We can't have 95% of pharmaceuticals being made in China, and masks and gowns or anything. Because whatever they manufacture over there at a cheaper price, they're using that for leverage against us in the world. They're expanding
That's
their
right.
military.
That's right.
And even before this happened, they were moving everywhere. South America, Europe, Africa, everywhere they're moving in economically. So it's an economic war. Hopefully it doesn't become a military war. No, but this thing with the coronavirus, whether it was done intentionally or unintentionally, even if it just came out of the wet kitchen, or they call wet markets, the fact is that they acted irresponsibly. It was their obligation.
Yeah.
Everyone right away what was happening. Said they were liars, cheaters. It's horrible. Disgrace.
I know. And Peter, you know what? You know, when you look at the Spanish flu, you know where the Spanish flu started? Fort Riley, Kansas, at a military base in Fort Riley, Kansas. We were so upfront as Americans. Look, it happened. It was a pig. There was an animal thing. The flu started in Kansas, and we accept that. We accept the responsibility of it. But China denies everything, and they just won't step up. So hopefully, I think the president's got it, and I think with Peter Navarro leading the way, they're going to go after China for sure. Yes, sir.
For years, people thought that Peter Navarro was eccentric. He was online. He was over the top. Turns out he was the guy that was right. He was like the prophet.
I'm telling you. You're exactly right, and the president's got the best people down there. Hey, Congressman, so you had some very nice things to say about Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of England.
Right.
He did a TV appearance last weekend. Tell folks what you found so impressive.
Yeah, I actually got to know Tony Blair, I guess, 20 years ago, 20 years ago, 1997, 23 years ago, when he became Prime Minister of Britain. I was very involved with the Irish issue. And started dealing with him. He was one of those open-minded, intelligent people I ever dealt with. He understood Americans. He had a great relationship with Bill Clinton, with the U.S. Congress. I would see him a number of times during those years. Then after 9/11, he was the first foreign leader to visit New York. He was in the gallery in the Congress when President Bush addressed the nation. And he was on television this weekend just talking about how he has to go forward in this post-pandemic world. And there he was now. He has white hair, and he's a statesman now, but he's certainly a statesman now. A gray-haired statesman. And it just brought back all the memories of what it was like as a strong, positive leader to work with. And I thought he really got a bad rap. People blamed him in the Iraq War and everything else. He stood with the U.S. He was a loyal friend of the U.S. And one of the reasons was he knew, and I've heard this from people around him, that with all the criticism Europeans make of the United States, Tony Blair was afraid that someday some American president would listen to them and walk away. He knew that Europe couldn't survive without the United States. That we had the nuclear umbrella. We were the dominant force in NATO. Every NATO operation was carried out with really the U.S. Tony Blair knew that. So morally, he identified with the U.S., but also he realized the U.S. was going to save Europe. And it ever came down to it. He wanted to make sure that Britain was on the U.S. side and these other anti-American Europeans, including the French at that time, they would have
the rolling arms to go. Yeah, so a very interesting observation internationally, and our allegiance with Britain. And I'm watching the World War II. I'm old, Peter. I'm watching the World War II things on Netflix, and I'm seeing what break down the Battle of Britain and how we stayed back a little bit, and then we went in and we helped the Brits, and they're in one war. It's just an amazing time back then. Hey, let me change gears. By the way, you and Blue Bloods. Give us your review of the season finale. The great Tom Selleck. It's a great show. It's shot in New York. You had a whole breakdown of the season finale of Blue Blood. You and Rosemary, huge fans, huh?
Yeah, you've really been fans. My father was NYPD, a cop for 30 years. He retired as a lieutenant.
Right.
And there's so many anti-cop shows, so much anti-cop feeling. And to see Blue Bloods on there defending the cops, good week in and week out, and they do it in a very intelligent way. They show the reality of a cop's family's life. And so I had the opportunity several times to actually be on the set to meet Tom Selleck, to meet Donnie Wahlberg. I mean, all of them. They're great, great people. And they're exactly the same on the set as they are off. You meet them, and they could be more gracious, more friendly. And so anyway, I just thought that with everything else going in the world, all the bad stuff happening, Blue Bloods is out there now, during the pandemic, either I was watching Blue Bloods on Friday nights or you're watching reruns. And so the finale came, I just, you feel right about it, let people know what a great show it is. And I get a tremendous response to that. I mean, I would say Blue Bloods is almost as popular as Joe Piscopo.
There you go. Thank you, Peter. Look, they shoot the whole thing in New York, right, Congressman?
They do the whole thing, yeah. In fact, I grew up in Sunnyside, Queens. They do a lot of things in Sunnyside. I recognize the L on Queens Boulevard, the bank on 43rd Street, all that stuff. I'm set a lot in Brooklyn, a lot in Long Island, obviously, all Manhattan. They do a lot. And it's just a great show, Staten Island. Now, Staten Island part of New York or New Jersey? I never know what that is.
Well, then, listen. It was not the they want to see.
Joe Piscopo shows up there a few times a year.
Lorenzo, that's it, baby. Come on. And you've been there. Hey, Congressman, before we let you go, sir, the General Flynn case. Give us your take on this. I mean, it looks bad for President Obama. Will we get there? Because, you know, as we go into the election, Peter, you know, and assuming President Trump wins, you know, but if he doesn't win, this will all go away. What do you think is going to happen regarding this, the whole Russia collusion fiasco between now and Election Day, sir?
This was one of the most disgraceful episodes in American history. Going after General Flynn, I was in there for the start on that. I was on the Intelligence Committee when Comey came in and told us the FBI agents had interviewed Flynn, which I thought was wrong anyway. But they did not believe he lied. He said these are career people. And by all his mannerisms, his body language, they didn't believe he lied. He's telling us that. Then a few months later, they're investigating him, and he ends up getting charged with lying to the FBI. First of all, you know, reason to lie. He was something to lie about. It was his job as National Security Advisor. In terms to talk to the Russians, that was his job. He was a designated National Security Advisor. And then, but that was, I hate to say it, General Flynn was only a small part of this. It was part of the overall Russia investigation, which was a disgrace. There was no basis for it from the start. It was really an attempted coup by the Obama people going out the door. What they did in this, there was no evidence ever. And now you see each of these people with their secret testimony comes out. They all admitted that there was no evidence at all. Well, it was He's on television saying that Trump is a Russian agent. Privately says he saw no evidence of any Russian involvement. Susan Rice, you go down the whole line of all of them. Comey, I mean, every one of them, they had nothing at all that they could show. And of course, Adam Schiff that whole time was saying that he saw all this evidence. I was so frustrated because I was on the committee. I knew there was nothing there. But we couldn't say anything because everything we hear is in secret. You know, it was all being leaked out to CNN very selectively. I can just say one quick story. Hope Hicks was in. She was, very good, with Donald Trump. And they asked her, she was asked by Ed Swalwell, have you ever lied to Donald Trump? And she knew she was being set up. And she said, well, all I can say is that sometimes if somebody is on the phone, you say, tell them I'm not there. But that's it. Nothing at all involving any policy, nothing involving this investigation. Within 10 minutes, it's on CNN. Hope Hicks admits under oath, Donald Trump made her lie. And that was how they distorted everything. They broke all the rules. It was horrible. And there should be a full investigation. We know now that President Obama was attending meetings at the end of his administration, deciding how they're going to investigate all this, which was nothing there, which meant manufacturing evidence. Absolute disgrace.
And I wonder, they're going to call President Obama to the carpet. I wonder if we will get there, Congressman King.
I think we have to, yes. If there's enough time, I know that Attorney General Barr feels very serious about this. We have special counsel Durham, who's a career prosecutor. He's looking into this. I think that this is something that has to be, and not Republican and Democrat. I hope I would say the same thing as the other way around. You can't be having the federal government using the police force of the U.S. Police power of the United States government to go after political enemies. That's because I'm a Republican and used to go in the Soviet Union.
Congressman Peter King, we appreciate it. We're going to see you. We're going to all convene at Michael's of Brooklyn soon, Congressman, or at a Mets game. Yeah, one of those. But thanks for your fight, sir. Thanks for joining us always, Congressman. I love to you and the family. Terrific. Stay safe, my friend, and we'll see you soon. Yeah, okay, yes, Michael's it is. Congressman Peter King right there doing such a great job and never forgetting his roots, in New York, and representing Long Island and retiring at the end of his current term. Thank you, Congressman King. Joe Piscopo on the radio 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. And Liz Claman will join us. We're going to talk economy with Liz Claman. Mike Gallagher as well this hour. Hey, it's Debbie Duhaime. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Congressman King. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Deegan southbound, slowing down, getting down toward the Cross Bronx. Joe, it's that long-term construction project. It's still pretty busy on the eastbound Gowanus up by Fort Hamilton Parkway with construction there. Then the eastbound BQE slowing down up by the Brooklyn Bridge. FDR Drive north in the 50s. That five-car accident was just cleared, but traffic is still moving slowly over there. And over on the LIE westbound at Woodhaven Boulevard, a collision to watch for as well. Over at the Verrazano Bridge on the upper level, some stop-and-go traffic because of the volume over on the Gowanus with all of that construction over there. 24 eastbound in Short Hills, accident finally cleared out of the way. That was there for quite a while. Garden State Parkway North, heavy up through 145 with ongoing road work. And 22 westbound into Union, more construction as well. Sunny today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
We know we are locked in a culture war in this country. Forces that want to destroy what we believe in are fighting hard for their side. It's not an exaggeration to call this an existential threat to the future of America. 2020 will be a decisive year. This radio station encourages every listener to engage in this fight. It ends at the voting booth, but only if you are registered to vote. If you aren't, go do it today. Save America. Yeah, it's that important. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You know, when everyone has their finances on their mind, I'm so glad to be able to bring in Jonathan Donenfeld from JLD Tax to speak to us in depth about what programs the government has to offer during this time of uncertainty. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Joe?
We're doing great. Thanks for being there for us. Hey, Jonathan, July 15th is the IRS deadline this year, yes?
Yes.
So the question is, Jonathan, are we going to be up and running by that time to be able to file our taxes in an appropriate way by July 15th, do you think?
A lot of people are still going to be experiencing financial hardship. So
yeah,
if they're in that position, they want to file and not pay and look to set up a payment plan. Because if you don't file, you get hit with late filing penalties. So you'll at least avoid that. But you should definitely file. But if you can't pay, you should look at the different payment plan and, you know, IRS settlement options that are available.
Jonathan, estate income tax, property tax, will we have forgiveness from that in the states of New York and New Jersey?
In my opinion, the states need money, right? They're spending a ton of money on testing, on, you know, a lot of different things. And when they're not getting taxes, they're not getting revenue. So in a few months after getting less revenue and spending more money, I think they're going to be coming out with a vengeance. And I don't think it's going to be forgiveness. I actually think it's going to be the opposite. Unfortunately, I think there's going to be more enforcement and, you know, potentially some raises of taxes on some of these states, because that's how they generate their income. I know it's hard to believe and it's more of a hardship to the taxpayers, but unfortunately, New York State, New Jersey, they're high tax states and that's how they look to get money.
You got to call Jonathan today, 201-604-2432. It's 201-604-2432, or go online at jldtax.com. Ask for Jonathan specifically at 201-604-2432. Thanks, Jonathan. Always great chatting with you.
Thanks so much, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Liz Claman, step it up in a second. I've got in my hand, I hold these Boomer Naturals masks that they sent. These are great. They're so comfortable. Look, we're going to be wearing masks for at least another year. Yeah, and I like it. I don't mind it. I was at Walmart the other day and I had my mask on, I'm thinking like, this ain't so bad, you know, because I worry about it anyway, being the germaphobe that I am. So, and you've heard about the N95 masks. Well, these masks that I hold in my hand now from Boomer Naturals,
they give 92.2% antibacterial protection. That's unbelievable. That, I'm telling you, I know because I'm a hypochondriac and I track these things. This is huge. Plus, this Boomer Naturals mask is comfortable. You could breathe. Me at the grocery store with the other N95 mask, I almost passed out by the time I checked out. I'm telling you, you could breathe, you could speak. And what's so cute, you've got to see the masks for the kids. They have, yes, masks for the children. Now, the mask can be used, the Boomer Naturals mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing them with soap and water at the end of the day, compared to other masks that are more costly and only good for one use, right? So order these doctor-recommended masks, please, at BoomerNaturals.com. You're going to absolutely love them. They come in all these great designs. Use code Joe20 at checkout and save 20% on every time that you shop. Code Joe20. Plus, get free shipping and handling on orders over $50. That's code Joe20 at BoomerNaturals.com.
64% of News Talk listeners in America's number one market. Can't be wrong. AM 970. The Answer. Welcome home.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Liz Claman is the anchor with the Fox Business Network, who hosts the Claman Countdown with amazing ratings. Yet she's a 3 o'clock show, by the way, on Fox Business. Kind enough to call us this early in the morning. Liz, awesome to have you with us. How you doing this morning?
Joe, I have been up since, I don't know, 5:30 because I have a dog, a cat, and 2 kids. One of them 18, sleeping in my bed. I'm like, get away from me.
It's bedlam. It's bedlam. Yeah, you have a dog. How many cats do you have, Liz, if I may
One.
Ask?
Rescue right, kitty, yeah.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. And the dog, I know. It's everything. And you want to just sleep in. I have a can't you see, if you're in any entertainment business, Liz Claman, you go like this. I have a show tonight, please. Everybody quiet. I have a show tonight. It doesn't quite work.
I want you all to know I'm on Joe Piscopo Radio in the morning, then I'm on Fox News at 9:30, then I have my show. So leave me alone.
Do you know who I am? Did you try that? Do you know who I am? No, yeah. Maybe not.
Oh, that and a cup of coffee. Forget it.
Hey, Liz, we're seeing dozens of states reopen in part this week. Hey, does this mean I hope there's light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. It's just how far is that light away? Is it an optical illusion? Is it really much further? Is it closer? You know, you have to look, Joe, at not just Georgia, of course, which has reopened, and Texas, which has been relatively open, but also to China, which had seen a subsiding of its cases well before we did here in the United States. But now, you know, yesterday we saw an alarm sounded because there were a second wave of infections in both Wuhan, of all places, where it all began, because they saw their first new cases reported since the lockdown ended April 8th, but also in South Korea, which had been very vigilant and very fastidious. So you just got to be really careful. But at some point we have to open. It's just got to be opened very safely.
Yeah. You know, because we're thinking about it. Me and Frankie Five Burrows were talking about it. How do we recover? Because, you know, I was talking to my business manager, Liz Claman, and I'm thinking, okay, now the banks are just going, okay, they're forgiving for now. Not forgiving, they're postponing mortgages. Mm-hmm. They're postponing this bill. The utility company postponing that bill. Liz, how are we all going to pay for this in July when those companies and those banks go, okay, we're back to work now? And then you want to say to them, hey, but I haven't been working for a couple months. How will that affect the economy, do you think, Liz?
Well, that's an excellent point, Joe. People, if you haven't already, pick up the phone and start working with your mortgage lender.
Yeah.
Start working with your bank on a workaround or a work through, because you will eventually owe the money. But, you know, if you can amortize it month over month and whatever you owe, you know, my brother-in-law owns a building in L.A., and within 2 seconds of the economy shutting down, people who rent in that building were calling and saying, "What, you know, can I only pay this much?" And then later on down the line, that's what you need to do. Now,
great advice. Great advice.
The government and the White House insisted that, you know, banks cannot foreclose on people for a couple of months. Goalposts keep changing. But be careful, everybody, because at some point, landlords are people too. I know that's hard to believe for some, but, you know, these are landowners and they've got to pay bills as well. So they're going to want the money. And yes, I am worried about that. But I do believe, at least in part, what President Trump has said, which is there will be quite a snapback. Let's just hope that it isn't, you know, let's slam on the brakes when cases start to rear their heads again, because that could very well happen.
Yeah, probably will. Probably in the fall, they said. Liz Claman, you're laser focused on this. And so I speak to you as a layman. China, and we've been, it's not the Chinese, forgive me, let me just say, the communists. Is there any way, and I see President Trump not happy with them, and I like to see that in my president. Reparations, why can't we just, all the money that each individual has lost, can't we get $3 trillion back from the Chinese, and is the president working on that, do you think?
Well, I hope this has been somewhat of a lesson to the White House that, you know, which has been habitually disinclined initially on certain cases to smack back at autonomous, you know, dictators like, of course, you know, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. In the early days, the president was very, very accepting of the excuses and the, quite frankly, lies that China came through with. I'm glad he has come around. Reparations, good luck with that. I mean, there will have to be a forensic investigation, but, you know, China's reproduction rate is waking up from a slumber. So you got to be careful because there are implications that are attached to ending economic lockdowns. And I would only hope that at some point we can focus on figuring out how this happened. And yes, it will all go back to China. It will. Yeah. And we can't sit there and say, oh, Xi and I are great friends or, you know, come on. They lied from day one, Joe.
I don't know that they're going to stop, Liz Claman. I think that what we got to do, too, you decouple from China, bring the manufacturing down. I even said dramatically that the president should invoke the Defense Production Act and say, look, you got to make pharmaceuticals here. Look, you got to make PPEs here. Look, you got to make, if you're going to be an American company, you got to make 75% of your company. I mean, then, you know, people go, oh, you can't give these companies tax breaks. Oh, yes, you can. That's why you keep them here. Oh, please. I mean,
do
this
you
is
know,
such a...
Joe, that there is the Journal has an article today about Intel and a company called Taiwan Semiconductor actually possibly in talks with the government to build foundries or these huge, very expensive semiconductor chip making factories here in the U.S. so that we are not dependent on China for crucial parts of the economy. I don't think you can switch it all, but for crucial parts of the economy, yes, I think that is really important to protect.
This is what you tell your family, this claiming. Joe Piscopo is ahead of the curve. He's been talking about it. I have to go on his show. I need to sleep a couple hours extra here, please. Hey, Liz, we're seeing stock futures off a bit today. What do you think? Is that the case?
Well, they're moving higher. They're off their highs, but the implied open is that we will move up. But remember, Dr. Fauci is testifying today before a committee. He'll be doing it remotely because of some limited exposure that he may have had, so he'll sort of be isolated. But he and Stephen Hahn, the FDA commissioner, Dr. Redfield of the CDC, watch the stock market moment by moment, because depending on what they say, the market will go up or down. But specifically, I'm going to give a little hint to your listeners. Watch certain sectors: leisure, travel, casinos. You know, as they go, so goes the message from the CDC, which may be very careful and open slowly, and it will be strict, and there will be new protocols as well. There should be, Joe.
Yeah, Liz, we'll let you go. I know you have a busy, busy day, but Elon Musk, I love this guy going up against California. Yeah. He's opening his plants today.
I'm not sure he's going against California, Joe. The governor said manufacturing may restart, but he left it to individual counties, and it just so happens that the county that his plant is in, his plant
Alameda
is in Fremont,
County,
I've been there. Joe, it's so cool. You've got to see it. The county that it's in has said no, so he said too bad, and he has reopened. He said, arrest me. We'll see.
Today we will find out what's going on. Hey, your sister-in-law is a doctor, Liz? Is that what I'm hearing?
She's an epidemiologist, Dr. Anne Ramoyne, at the forefront of all of this.
On the front line. What has she shared with you about her experience going to work every day, Liz?
So Fox had asked my producer, well, when do you think Liz is interested in coming back? And he said, when the sister-in-law says she can. Annie is not, she's not a knee-jerk hysteric at all. She's very calm. She's done this for years. She has been solving Ebola in the DRC, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, for a long time. She's way gutsier than I am. She's known as a virus hunter. And I know, I'm like, wait, Jews don't hunt viruses. You know, could you just, can we just be like entertainment agents? So she is actually doing that. And she said
God bless
she has to see the protocols for a lot of companies. And they're calling her now. Cruise lines are calling her. Entertainment industry is calling her. You know, they need, what do we need to do to reopen? And it will be strict protocols, everything from masks to washing hands to social distancing.
Oh, Lord, Liz Claman, we'll be watching 3 p.m. today. You know, we've been enjoying these videos that you've been posting on Twitter. Yesterday, you were wearing this Troop Beverly Hills shirt. What is Troop Beverly Hills? What is that? And were you?
I was a Girl Scout. I was a Troop Beverly Hills Girl Scout. Instead of kicking me out, I like to say they invited me to leave. I was
no,
not.
Did they? Wait. Did they really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And my mom got the call. Why is she fighting everything that we want to do? I said, because telling to bring in a cigar box and we'll plant some grass in it. No, that's not worth my while at age 11. I knew then, Joe. No,
this is great. Liz, you're the best. God bless you. Hopefully, listen, we'll be watching. Wait, you're on Fox News at 9:30. Who are you with at 9:30, if we may ask?
Sandra Smith. Brilliant.
Oh,
brilliant,
she's the
woman.
Best.
We're going to do the market open, see what happens. Great. We're going to gauge it.
Great,
and then I'll see you 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox Business.
Yeah, well, 3 p.m. is the Claman countdown. You're just ripping it up, crushing it over there at Fox Business. Liz, you are so great.
Joe.
God bless you. God bless your family. And we'll talk soon. Thanks for joining us. Thank you.
You got
Liz
it.
Claman right there. Yeah, maybe we'll jump on and we'll make eavesdrop on Liz and Sandra with Ann Henry on America's Newsroom at 9:30. That might be a good idea. Hey, Mike Gallagher's joining us. And don't forget, at 9 o'clock, I'm so proud to tell you Dr. Stephen Greer is with us. This is the man who's been ahead of the curve. Thanks to Frankie Five Burrows, our producer. He brought Stephen Greer to the airwaves. And Stephen's been ahead of the curve for 2 months now. And you don't want to miss Stephen Greer. If you have a question for the good doctor at 9 o'clock, we have Pandemic 2020 sponsored by Balance of Nature. We're going to go there. Elizabeth Bernstein, she's our buddy from the Wall Street Journal. She will join us. And Gary Horan, president and CEO of our dear friends at Trinitas University Medical Center. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Let's go to Big Al. He has the headline news live and local right here on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State Health Department sent 1,600 damaged coronavirus testing kits to nursing homes across the state. Livingston County Administrator Ian Coyle told the New York Post that kits received there had leaky tubes and swabs that had been compromised. He says the county received 650 tests, but 291 of them were unusable. In Steuben, Dutchess, and Rensselaer, they also received faulty COVID-19 kits from the health department. Over 5,200 nursing home residents have died of confirmed or suspected cases of the coronavirus. There's a call for Governor Murphy to allow high school seniors to have a graduation with social distancing. Thousands have signed an online petition saying the governor is unreasonable by banning all graduation ceremonies other than ones done virtually. The petition urges the governor to find a creative way to do graduations while still following coronavirus-related protocols. The petition letter is signed by parents of the class of 2020. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening here on 22. 22 is still building for you eastbound, getting out through Hillside. That's some ongoing construction in the left lane. The Garden State Parkway north up by 145. Still have three lanes blocked with construction over there, so expect some slowdowns. 80 heading eastbound out by Route 15 into Wharton, an accident being cleared. Deegan is kind of moving slowly here in both directions, right by the Cross Bronx with some ongoing road work. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to the eastbound Gowanus with construction up by Fort Hamilton Parkway. Delays going back down toward the Verrazano Bridge. Outbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel, watch for some road work there as well. Remember, the MTA Essential Subway plan remains in place. Watch for slowdowns over on Montauk Highway getting out toward Ocean Ave, getting out through Patchogue with a collision being cleared, and 110 northbound getting up toward Conklin Street into East Farmingdale, an accident there as well. Sunny today, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders
through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. It's 8:38 right now on the radio. Great to have you with us. You got this. You got this. And you know what? After this week, it's going to be warm. We're going to get out there, and this is all going to be a distant memory soon, and you'll be saying, oh, I wish I could quarantine again and stay home, right? Yeah, maybe not. Hey, I got to tell you about Balance of Nature. You know what I love about Balance of Nature? When I tell you 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, it's in a vegetarian capsule. The concept was invented in a very holistic way, a very wellness way to make you build your immune system so you fight off viruses and scratchy throat and allergies. That's what Balance of Nature is. Love Balance of Nature. Now, when you call Balance of Nature at 800-246-8751, you know you get your own personal health coach. How cool is that? At no additional charge, by the way, because the Howard family wants you to live a healthy life. Call your personal health coach. Discuss any questions and concerns you have. It's a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. And this from the Howard family. Free shipping, hello, and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Are you kidding me? Remember, the bet, and I'm telling you, I'm not making a clinical claim, all right? I'm not saying anything FDA approved, none of that. I'm telling you, objectively, the best defense against any virus, and you should hear this more when the scientists are talking, the best defense against any virus is your own, your very own strong immune system. How do you build that up? With fruits and vegetables, antioxidants to attack the free radicals in your body. And if you're not going to eat all those fruits and vegetables that you should or you have to eat, you know what? You just take Balance of Nature because that's exactly what it is. Fruits and vegetables in a vegetarian capsule. As natural, as raw as it gets. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Listen, day AM 970, The Answer. And Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
No one we grew up with could have dreamed of what we have been able to accomplish.
Our mother was born in poverty to sharecroppers. She was living the American nightmare.
So for us, the American dream meant not only the freedom to find love and follow our faith. Freedom meant not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we should vote for.
In Uprising, we talk about the world we grew up in and what led us to rebel against that world.
And how rebellion led us to speak out on politics and reach millions of viewers, and how you can reach others too. You've seen us.
And you've heard us.
Now read all about us in Uprising.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell, great patriot, a dear friend, loves you for listening on AM 970, The Answer. I'm telling you, he knows radio. Back in the early days when he was with Don Imus, he got introduced to radio, and then he came over here, and he was with Kevin McCullough, and then he went with Mike Gallagher, and now he's with us, and we just love having Mike Lindell on the program, because he has these incredible offers for you from MyPillow, and everything. When I'm not a sleeper, I got to tell you, I'm not a sleeper. I like to just keep going, and as soon as I, like, if I have to think about, oh, I got to sleep, it takes all I can do to just concentrate and relax. So I want to be in a comfortable setting. So I have the Giza sheets. I've got the MyPillow. I got the mattress topper. Frankie just got the mattress and mattress topper. And I'm telling you, it really makes sleeping. It really does. You get a better night's sleep, which hopefully makes your next day, as good as it can be, right? Now, this from Mike. This is what I love about Mike. He knows that you, listening to the radio, helped build MyPillow into the great company that it is. So he's got buy one, get one free pricing. I said buy one, get one free pricing. You got to do it right now. Come on, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. I get excited because it's a great deal. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows. Forget about it. Or you can go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code AM970. And if you order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? Spectacular book, by the way. Your entire MyPillow pillow order will ship for free. Plus, he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss out. It's an incredible opportunity, okay? Buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
When two out of three news talk listeners in NYC turn to us to find out the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters, we're pleased to tell you they won't be disappointed. You found AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, good morning. Great to have you with us. Happy International Nursing Day today to all the nurses out there. And, you know, to Bridget, one of our most dedicated listeners and just a great, great gal down in Florida. Bridget, we love you. And she's every day on the front lines. God bless you, girl. And to all the nurses, the heroines that they are and the heroes and heroines that they are, we wish you all the best. On this on the birthday, according to Al Gattulo, of Florence Nightingale, by the way. Very nicely done, Al. So that's very good.
Thank you.
And now it's International Nursing Week. But today is
National Nurses Day and Week started last Tuesday, and it runs till today, which is the birthday of Florence Nightingale.
Frankie, help me out, will you please?
Well, also, if you listen back to what you just said, Al, National Nurses Day can't be more than one day. It's one day.
It was declared years ago that it's a National Nurses Week.
It starts last Tuesday.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it ends today on International Nurses Day,
right,
which is also Florence Nightingale's birthday.
Exactly.
You know what's so funny? I'm watching this now. I got to make sure I got the right thing. I'm looking at Twitter. Someone tweeted out, Drew on Twitter tweeted out, me and Robin Duke and as Doug and Wendy Weiner with Drew Barrymore. Fresh off of E.T., I think. And she, Drew, I was like daddy to Drew. Yeah, listen. Oh, yeah, it's the Weiner.
I've never seen that
Drew
movie.
Barry. I know. Yeah, and I'll tell you, so thank you, Drew. Thank you so much for, this is so funny because with Drew Barrymore, and she was like, you know what, Frankie, she was like, she kind of latched onto me as like, you know, a dad kind of figure. Oh. And we had the best time. Then she went on to be a big international superstar. That was so much fun. Drew, thank you so much. I'm going to retweet that, as we can. Hey, it's 8:46 right now. See, Al, in the middle of my talking about Drew, Al goes, I don't like the movie. So,
no, I never saw the movie. I never saw the movie.
Right, I know. But
I was talking about
Drew
Barrymore.
You're talking about E.T.
No, but it's not really relevant to the story Joe was telling.
It's relevant to my story.
Yeah, right. But,
there you go.
No, exactly.
It's relevant to you, Al. Exactly. So you don't care about it.
It's all about me.
No, but I'm trying to
remember, I'm in charge.
I'm trying to understand your brain. So Joe's in the midst of telling a story, right?
Listen
and your thinking is, you know what? I think the listeners probably be more interested into whether I've seen E.T. or not. Rather than hearing the end of Joe's story.
Yep.
And then you come up with the conclusion, yes, they would be. Okay.
That's right, yeah.
Because I remember we first started going on the air with the knuckleheads here, right? And I'm with the guys. And then I started talking about, somebody tweeted or called and said when I was on Johnny Carson with David Letterman. This was a couple years ago when I was on with Johnny Carson and I did the David Letterman. And David Letterman was right next to me on the Johnny Carson show. And I put the teeth in and did Letterman to Letterman. And I'm starting to tell the story and Johnny's reaction and what David said. In the middle of it, Al drives a train right through it and he goes, I did David Letterman once at a talent show in high school. Do you remember that one, Frank?
I do.
It's amazing. It's amazing how he remembers that. But I tell him five times what the live read is. He can't remember. He can't remember that. He remembers an esoteric moment from 4 years ago, but when I needed to read a live spot, he can't remember what it is.
Al, you are one of a kind. My man, Al Gattulo.
Good thing there's nobody other than like me. If I had a doppelganger, boy, I'd be...
Hey, can I grab a quick phone call, Albert, while we're here?
No.
Can we just get me?
Yes,
ready?
You can. Very quick.
Martha, good morning. What is on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Joe. So good to hear you all. You guys lift me up every morning.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, I mean it. I'm just calling about two quick things. Deborah Bice, the doctor with Dr. Fauci, said, I don't know if it was yesterday, but I heard it, and it was so significant for me, that she no longer trusts the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, that they have been overestimating the deaths from coronavirus by 25%. And I thought, wow, for her to say that is very profound.
Who said that? Dr. Burke said that?
Scarf, the Scarf Queen.
Which is great. I love those scarves. Martha, thank you for calling. You know, I we appreciate when Dr. Rudfield came on the show, the head of the CDC. So I don't like to criticize Dr. Fauci. These deaths, these corona COVID-19 deaths from Dr. Burke, she said it herself, they are inflated. And I would even venture to say that you could almost cut them by a third, maybe even by cut them in half, because everybody, and I've talked to people on the show, when someone passes away, it's such a battleground. They go, just put COVID-19, no matter what it is. So those deaths indeed are inflated. That's a fact. So I just wish that there would be a caveat when they go, 80,000 Americans died. Well, you know, one is too many, but not 80,000. That's erroneous. 8:49, Mike Gallagher will check in with us right now. We're going to go to Debbie Duhame. She is on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We're going to go out to the island. Sunrise Highway, eastbound straight path into Lindenhurst. Watch for an accident there. Also, 110 north at Conklin Street up through East Farmingdale, a collision. Montauk Highway getting out toward Ocean Ave into Patchogue. That's a crash as well. We're still seeing delays on the Deegan in both directions at the Cross Bronx, right through that ongoing construction zone. Also, if you're going to be heading to the eastbound Gowanus, stop and go through Fort Hamilton Parkway with construction there. Harlem River Drive South getting down through the 120s. A collision, at least one lane blocked. Garden State Parkway northbound, that's been busy all morning through 145. Construction taking three lanes, and 22 heading eastbound by Hillside Avenue. Hillside, that's some ongoing road work. If you take it a ride over to the Bronx River Parkway southbound into Yonkers, construction on the exit ramp right into Bronx River Road. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do. But guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain, too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling. Or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start. About a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They miss the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. You got to get Rhino Shield. I tell you, the deck, my deck, it's like a new house. It's like a new house. Susan Rhino Shielded the home, and then she said, Joe, let me do your deck. And she knew my deck was just falling apart, and I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to have to do the whole thing. They got done so quick. I've never seen better workers than I have when I have seen the workers at Rhino Shield. They were quick. They were polite. They hardest working guys I've ever seen. And this comes from Susan. And now, even though New York has a construction ban, Susan has extended a great deal for you to consider. Please, Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May, no matter when you want the job started. Again, you don't even know anybody's outside your house. I'm telling you, this and this just is just you'll get a free estimate, and then you will get the estimate emailed to you, you know, and then you could set a date, any date in the future when you wish the work to start. And Rhino Shield, by the way, is a ceramic coating, right? It seals your house or commercial building, looks just like paint, has a 25-year guarantee. Susan is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. And once things open up, there's going to be a backlog of construction jobs. You know that. So take advantage of Susan's offer to lock in a date now to put yourself at the front of the line. I'll tell you, Susan is great. She's an independent woman, by herself started this great business. I have such respect for that. And it's a local small business, and we like to support our small businesses. And then when she steps up and does the magnificent job that she does with Rhino Shield, whether it's your home, whether it's your deck, whether it's your roof, you really want to give a call and at least get a free estimate from Susan at Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608, 877-744-6608. 744-6608, Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
64% of NYC's News Talk listeners agree AM 970 The Answer gives you the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. AM 970 The Answer. Welcome home.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Hey, Mike, we're going to check in with him right now. Mike, thanks for joining us. How you doing down there, Michael?
Good morning, Mr. Piscopo. I'm loving the optimism. And, you know, I was just talking to a buddy of mine last night who's a Major League Baseball umpire. And, you know, one of my favorite memories of my life, I will never, to my dying day, forget, is standing there at a Mets game after 9/11 singing New York, New York with tears streaming down our face. My precious Denise and I, my kids were there. Well, can you imagine baseball this year over the 4th of July? Joe, dare we dream? Dare we dream?
Yeah. We dream. We dream. And you got to take the high road. You got to take the high road. We will get there, Mike Gallagher. Mike, I'm dying to hear your take. I got to take it on the General Flynn thing. Everything that's happened, I was complaining. I was saying the Republicans aren't doing anything. They're not going to go after anybody with the FISA thing and everything with the Russia collusion. And Joe DeGeneva was on the show, you know, the great U.S. attorney.
Oh, I heard Washington. Him. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Joe's going like, not so much, Joe. Hold on. Is this wild? What's breaking now, huh?
This hashtag Obamagate. And one thing that everybody ought to read is what Sally Yates didn't know. Obama kept her in the dark, apparently, and everybody below her knew it. You got a bunch of a really nefarious activity going on here, Joe, and I really think, first time in a long time, that this thing has legs. I mean, Mike Flynn is seeing vindication, and there's a lot going on here. And it's hard because that's why the reporters are flipping out over, you know, Trump getting mad at the Rose Garden and storming out of the press. They want to make sure that we take our eye off the ball. This Obamagate thing is real. The idea we've had an American tradition, Joe, a peaceful transition from administration to administration. It didn't work that way with Obama. Team Obama didn't trust Trump and tried to take down this incoming administration. And Americans are paying close attention, my friend. Our eyes are wide open, Joe.
We'll be listening to 10:05 with Mike Gallagher. But what a great observation, Mike, before we let you go, about the press. You know, it's a great observation. They're doing the shiny object now. Comes out and goes, look, we got more testing ever. We got this testing thing down. Anybody in the country have a test. And that was disgraceful yesterday.
All they're focused on is, he's not wearing a mask. He doesn't wear a mask. That's what they're screaming about. How about the millions and millions of Americans who are getting the testing, and thankfully, thank God, New Jersey, New York starting to flatten this going in the right direction. Yep. Prayer works, my friend. Keep praying and keep the faith.
We will. Mike will be listening. 10:05, Mike Gallagher on AM 970 The Answer. Love you, man. Hey, Joe Lundberg, give us a breakdown. Rest of the day. We got a nice day. Then it's going to get warm, yes?
It is going to get warm, but we're going to have to wait 3 more days for it to get warm. Today, sun, clouds, a cool, gusty wind will probably be in the upper 50s. Low 60s with sunshine tomorrow, mid-60s on Friday or Thursday with clouds on the increase. Could be a shower or thunderstorm Friday, but it gets warmer in the 70s Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You're going to love it.
I love it. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Dr. Stephen Greer, he is the man. He was ahead of the curve 2 months ago. He will join us live for your questions on AM 970, 877-970-2999.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 859. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio says he'll enforce alternate side of the street parking again for 1 week so crews can clean up streets that have not seen a street sweeper in more than a month. Restrictions will be back in place the week of May 25th. Beginning June 1st, the parking regulations again will be suspended. De Blasio says the pandemic has led to the longest parking regulation suspension in the city's history. A new Monmouth University poll shows fewer people are worried that a family member will get very sick from coronavirus now than they were a month ago. The poll asked about 800 people their feelings about the virus. 40% said they are very concerned, which is down from 50% last month. However, pollsters found members of minority groups continue to report higher concerns about the coronavirus. Wall Street futures off slightly as investors keep an eye on states' moves to reopen the economy. Dow and S&P 500 futures down about a third of a percent. NASDAQ futures are off a little more than 0.2%. The Dow lost nearly 0.5% Monday with a 109-point drop. The broader market was flat with the S&P 500 essentially unchanged. The tech-heavy NASDAQ added close to 0.8%. And the NYPD investigating a triple shooting on Staten Island resulted in the deaths of a 33-year-old pregnant woman, a 46-year-old man, and a 43-year-old woman who was injured when she was shot in the back. It happened yesterday on Grandview Avenue in Mariners Harbor. Police do have a suspect in custody. What police don't have yet is a motive. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.